cookie on Sunday, the 8th of November, 1970. It's on the morning, the 8th of November, 1970. I'm setting it up for cookie, and it's channel 2-something. It's channel 2-something. It's the other channel 2. I'm setting it up for cookie. This Sunday morning, the 8th of November, 1970, and it's channel 2-something. It's channel 2-something. I'm setting it up for cookie. This Sunday morning, the 8th of November, 1970, it's channel 2-something. This other channel 2. This is Sunday morning, 8th of November, 1970, and I'm setting it up for cookie. This is Sunday morning, the 8th of November, 1970, and I'm setting it up for cookie. This Sunday morning, the 8th of November, 1970, and I'm setting it up for cookie. And it's channel 2-something. It's one of the channel 2s. It's one of the channel 2s.
Well, look, we decided not golfing in it. There you see, Cookie. Jim, let's pull up a chair. I'll put on the...
Cookie, I was thinking about it all the time. I had several interruptions. And I got Sue with that ride down there at 3 o'clock. I mean, Sue down there. I wasn't back up here.
What about? When on Friday?
Yes. And hits, you see. That was right in the middle of the homecoming, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's just about over with by that time.
Yeah.
And I was just about give out. Love me, them horses, they know they wanted to go.
Well, we kept thinking about it, and I just want to know. We kept thinking about how they act.
How did they act? That was the first time they ever followed a siren, and it goes all the time.
Oh.
And then I want you to know they were just stepping up, just picking them up and setting them down. Big and high. I want you to know they really performed. And them cheerleaders just had a ball. I was the only one that had any women on my float. The only one.
Yeah.
Didn't have it decorated. Nothing. It was just plain old antique wagon.
Yes.
Nothing fancy about it. Nothing at all.
Yes.
And it stuck out further than anything out over there. I had a straw hat on, a cigar in my mouth, just parading down through town, and my arm just trembling holding them horses. I had to have Frank ride in front of me, ride a shotgun. I sure did. Because that saw Mary, she's ready to go. She was just prancing.
Oh.
By performing to the highest. Had that head up in the air, just chomping them bits, and just, I mean, prancing. I had to get him to hold her down for me, like he'd get a little wind on my arm while he was giving out.
You mean they picked those big feet up?
You could hear them for a country mile. Them feet stood out. Whenever they hit that concrete, it would go above that fire engine. Just crack like a cannon. That'd have been something got a sound recording on.
Oh yeah. And Babe put on the show.
She put on the show. I was worried about Rowdy all the time.
Yeah.
But Babe put on the show.
Now, what about the siren?
It was blowing. I mean, every 2 minutes it was a blowing. On that fire engine, you know?
Yeah.
Then the sheriff was leading it through town with his siren going all the time.
And they'd never heard one before.
They'd never been in town before on the walking.
They wasn't town animals.
All right, so soon got initiated. Had Frank in front of me. Laura on one side of me behind and Harry down on the other side. Riding shotgun.
Yeah.
So if anything broke loose, they could come to my rescue.
Yeah.
I knew you were a little concerned about it, about what they do.
I was. Really, I was. But I wouldn't be afraid to put them in Gainesville now. I'll put them in Gainesville right now.
Yeah. Then they had to have them sirens.
Yeah. Then the fumes from that old fire engine, gas fumes, coming right back in my face. Now, I want you to know they had to rock old Cookie Friday night. Because the top of my head was just coming off. Love me, it was just coming off. And I could taste that old burnt gas, you know. It'd been setting up for, gosh, they don't crank it up once the blue moon. That old stale gas in there and them burning that and me eating all them fumes. I know them horses was dizzy. I know they got dizzy. They had to.
Well, they're human beings too, you know.
Yeah, it made me sick. I went back to the station after Prairie was over, took Frank with me. I sat down and I just, by golly, I couldn't do nothing. I stayed there an hour and 20 minutes and shut that door and went back home.
Well, you had to have a little rest, didn't you?
Yeah, I couldn't stay there. Listened to all that fuss, that 5 o'clock fuss, between 5 and 6, all that gas fumes, and I went to the house.
That's
where I could lay down and cover up my head and forget about it all.
Yeah.
And that's just what I done.
Well, I'd say you deserved a little thing. Well, now, tell us some more about out there, your parade. How'd that, a lot of times, you know, it takes so long for the parade to get started.
I closed up at 15 after 12, drove home, harnessed my horses, unloaded the wagon off of the trailer. I didn't even have it unloaded. I was at the schoolhouse by 20 minutes till 2, and it started at 2:15 sharp. They pulled out at 2:15. And I was loaded. I had my 9 cheerleaders on there, sitting between 2 niggers. Just big, I was a big man. And we followed them right on out. And went all the way up.
They weren't in trouble. They just formed down there and came on.
That's right.
Wasn't any great ceremony about it.
No.
Or delay.
No delay. Everything was ready.
Well, what all did they have in that parade, Cookie? Just the usual thing?
They had their floats.
A lot of floats?
3, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Then they had some swamp buggies and supposed to be fine horses, but they ain't one up. I never saw one other than my 5 that I'd give fancy for. And they were supposed to be in a $1,000 Tennessee Walker in it, and I wouldn't give him fancy for him to date.
But they were putting on the dog too with that fine stock.
Oh yeah. I run 2 of them off my wagon. Lars on one side and Harry Dams on the other side. These 2 idiots come right up behind the wagon, and their horses just slung their head. All the time, up and down, slobbering and everything, and his son slobbered all over one of the cheerleaders. That made me mad. I told him to get his horse all the way in the back and keep him in the back, or just drop out. It didn't make any difference. Don't get close to my wagon.
Well, I'll be doing
it. I meant it too.
Yeah.
Because I'd have stopped the whole parade and have cleaned his plow. I would. I'd have cleaned his plow.
Yeah.
Then they had the band. It was playing, going through town, you know. Then some of the stores there in town, they had cars decorated up. And then they had the nigger queen. They had her sitting on the top of a Cadillac convertible, you know. And
with a bathing suit, swimsuit?
No, heck no. They had she had on an evening gown.
Evening gown.
Yeah, she was well protected.
White.
And
white evening gown?
Yeah.
Green. Purple.
And they had the last year's queen. Had the runner up. this year's runner-up. They had her on a Mustang convertible, and had the fire engine.
Don't anybody take care of the fire engine?
The mayor of Hawthorne, Aubrey Middleton. He's a service station operator there. And he's like I am. He ain't got time to take care of his own automobile, let alone another.
Is that right? Well, you know, Buster takes care of the fire engine at Macanopin.
Yeah?
Yeah, and they say it'll always run.
Well, this one was running, but it had that old stale gas in it, you know.
Yeah.
They can say what they please, but gasoline will get stale, and it don't even... It won't even run right.
You got your coffee, yeah?
Yes, I got enough to do me. I'll get a little after warm after a while.
You all fix Jim's for him?
Well, we were down there, Faye's helping me a little bit, and, I don't know, there's one little interruption after another. It didn't take solid time, you know. But I lifted up to Hera, the last thing. Let me tell you what I did, Cookie. I cut it all ahead of time. I thought, well, that's the way we used to, you know. We'd have things, have a seed bed before we planted. And then I closed the harrow and just went along there. And it looked nice, but what I should have done was to pull that big roller after it. That may come up quicker. But you know, I fiddled with so many things, I just couldn't fiddle with any more. Just like you and your car. You got so many yourself, you couldn't take on one more.
That's right. That's right.
Well, so, but I believe that was a help to cut it beforehand. Now, it would have been better still to sort of level it beforehand. Pull something behind it, just a little something, a drag. Just a drag. Just a cross tie or a fence post. You know, to knock the cars down.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be nice. That is.
He's taking the post down.
Oh.
Guy told him he could, whatever he wanted to do. I tell you, we kept looking at a watch, didn't we, Guy?
Yeah.
We kept thinking, now, if we can make it.
Yeah.
And
I knew, unless if I didn't go on and get that done, no telling what would come up to me. I'd break down or something like that. You see, if I start out early and break down, I got a chance of getting somebody to fix me. But if I wait till the last minute and break down, say like Sunday morning or Sunday evening.
You ain't going to get nobody to fix
me.
I just won't get it in for another week. You know, that's the old saying.
Well, then yesterday I went to the station. These two poor little college students, they come in, poor mouthing. Had no transportation. They had to ride a bicycle for 3.5 miles to get to class. If I didn't fix their car yesterday. Well, sucker me, I fixed her car yesterday morning. I was walking down here yesterday morning. Then, one thing led to another. Fella wanted me to do some welding for him. He said, now that every other shop is closed up in Gainesville. He said, you're the only one that I can get to do it. I said, you ain't got me to do it yet. Because I was ready to come down here. Well, I finally give in and done his welding for him. Then I go home and hell, I have to go to the grocery store. And when I got ready to come to the farm, it was 4:00 this evening.
Yeah.
I just shut my truck off.
Yeah.
Went in and sat down and propped my feet up and said, just forget about it all.
Yes, let her go.
Well, Friday night, Cookie, were you at the game?
I went to the game, but I didn't see no football game. I was laid in a car with my head covered up with a pillow. I promised the kids I'd take them to the ball game.
took them.
I took them to the ball game. Before Dad didn't look at no ball game. I laid out there, stretched out in that seat with my head under a pillow.
And then passed, took your kids and then passed off.
That's right. I just turned them out to the commons. Well, Helen went to first, she saw the first half, she saw halftime.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had to take her to catch a ride. I went back and parked my car in the same spot and covered up my head. That's the only way I can get any relief of that headache is just cover it up and kill all the sound.
Oh, really?
And then it don't, I mean, I still don't get permanent relief. I mean, that just knocks the edge off of it.
Cookie, what was that? Did you see Mr. Justice? What's his name, please?
Oh, you know, your friend from Gainesville. Did he get over?
Justice Williams?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you the truth now, guy.
You couldn't see them all.
I didn't have time to look at the audience. I just had my eyes right after one on one horse and one on the other.
Yeah, tell Suzanne Jim about him. That was interesting what you told us the other day. Don't you know what he said to Laura and all like that?
Yeah.
And, you said several things about him. Interesting.
He's retired president of Florida National Bank.
Florida National Bank. And he had that big home out there.
That's right. $50,000 worth of home.
Yeah.
He sold it. It was costing him $250 a month to maintain it.
Yeah.
He pays $240 a month for an apartment. Everything furnished. Everything. Air conditioning, central heat. You don't have to worry about a thing. And he's making $10 a month, saving $10 a month.
And got all that $50,000 in his pocket.
In the bank, drawing interest.
Yeah. He's making money.
That's right. But he told Laura, I went to station one day, pat it on the back, and he called the baby doll. He said, now, baby doll, if your daddy ever falters and you need help for an education, just come and knock on Uncle Justice's door.
Dad's over at the station?
That's right. Said, just call on Uncle Justice. He'll be there. And he meant it, too. He sure meant it. He thinks there's nobody like Laura.
She'll have a lot of friends over there at that hospital, too, because she got that, she can talk out to them.
Yeah, she's like
not bashful.
Like her daddy, she don't care about it. She'll talk to anybody. And she don't back up from nobody either. She'll tell them in a minute what she thinks about them.
Well, yeah, but she'll talk to them. You see so many of them kids over there, they sort of look the other way.
Back off.
Back off.
They won't defend herself. Laura will. Oh, she ain't gonna back off from nobody.
Well, I mean, just ordinarily meeting people. They won't pay attention to you.
Old Harry Chastain. He used to drive for Central Truck Lines. He sold out from, I mean, he quit Central, bought a service station. Like me, he lost his shirt. He sold his service station, went back to driving for Central. He drives, works out of Atlanta. He pulled in there one day in his old 53 Plymouth. And Laura was helping me around the station there doing something. And he said, Cookie, take me home, bring this car back, and do something to her. I said, I can't. Anybody around the station? I said, Laura can take you home. And she took him home, brought the car back, and had to go all the way across town. And he told Laura the same thing.
Is that right?
Told her, he said, if you ever need any help in an education, he said, just knock on old Harry's door.
And they mean it.
He meant it. He wouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
He's got one child.
Yeah.
One boy. He's give him everything in the book.
Yeah.
He's into everything.
Yeah.
He's into everything.
Yeah.
He had to go get him here. The police picked him up here a couple months ago. He had to go pick him up.
Yeah.
Put him on probation.
There
you are. Won't work. He won't do nothing.
So, Jim, you watch.
Oh,
yeah. You haven't got your shoes on.
No, yeah. I ain't gonna wear them heavy things.
They're size, how much are they?
Six.
You wear six?
Yeah.
I wear 11.
Gosh, if I'd known it, I could have got you a pair.
Well, I didn't mean to be telling you.
Now you know I'd take you next time.
And the next time I'll take him for another pair. This fella come in the station. He had an old 61 Rambler. He said,
"You see, he finds out more things, and more things happen to him. It makes it dull over there at the university." Go ahead, sir.
He said, "Neighbor," he said, "I'm out of gas. I ain't got no money. I've been to the welfare, and they sat there and looked at me." He said, "I've got some shoes in the car and this watch. Would you give me a tank of gas for a pair of shoes and this watch?" I said, "Let me see your watch. I wasn't worried about the shoes." I looked at the watch. I said, "Yeah, I'll give you a tank of gas." I went out, filled his car up with gas, $4.20 worth. I said, "Here's the shoes. They're $14 shoes. Size 6, just fit me. But they got buckles on the sides and I wouldn't wear them to a hog killing." They just fit me, but I won't wear them to a hog killing.
Not if Clyde's around, you wouldn't get away with it.
Well, Clyde ain't around now.
You think he's gone?
Yeah, he's done headed out for California.
But that watch, you got your money's worth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I looked at the watch, I knew I had the money right there. I knew the car couldn't hold more than $5 worth of gas.
Yeah.
Because it was a Rambler and only a 15-gallon tank.
We were talking over here the other day, right after Cookie got him. If Cookie was free, they had a sort of mingle with his people that drove in there. You see, he sort of is operates under pressure now, huh?
Yeah. But I'm getting ready to relieve that pressure. I'm gonna sink or swim. One or the other.
Well, I see you could make more just by what you did about that watch and shoes.
Yeah. Okay, somebody needs a pair of shoes, wants a pair of shoes, and I'll sell them in shoes for $10.
Sure you will. They'll want them with buckles on the side.
That's right. They're heavy shoes, and I ain't going to square toes, and I ain't going to wear them. I wouldn't wear them to hog killer.
Square toes. Let me see.
They're good-looking shoes. You saw them, guy.
Oh, yes. They are good shoes, too.
Yeah.
They're not made out of plastic like some I wear.
But
J.M. Field's the only place I can get you. You know, I used to wear a 9.5, and then I lost count. After that, I just got so I'd go in, and if I could find one I could get my foot in, I would inquire the size.
You just bought it.
Yeah. But sometimes I just sort of shuffle along in them. If I put my foot up, pick my foot up, it'll come out of the shoe. I gotta wear these elastic arches. I can't wear strings anymore. I haven't worn strings in 10 years. The one thing that will spoil it in that, though, you don't have to bend over and lace them up. You just stick your foot in and walk on.
That's with these boots. You can jump in these.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to reach down and even pull up the back end.
Hardly.
This,
Jim and Suzanne and I saw what cookie got on that tank.
Yeah, what you got on it?
Yeah, you told that. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. They couldn't, they were right at rest in that.
Well, I back in to unload the horses over there, right near the front door. He told me I'd load them and unload them. That's a good place.
Yeah.
He got to talking. And told me, I said, I'm going to have a, got me a well down, but I got to get me a tank and a pressure valve for it. I said, I bought a foot valve. And my pressure valve's bad. I got a good pump sitting there behind the house I'll never use. I ain't going to use it.
Why, because that wouldn't happen to anybody else.
He said, I ain't never going to use it. I said, you want to sell it? Yeah, he said, I'll sell it. He said, I ain't going to use it. Just sitting there. I said, well, what do you want for it? I got the money in my pocket to pay you. And he was kind of woozy anyway. And he said, well, he said, the fellow offered me $20 for it about 8 months ago. I said, I wouldn't take it. I said, you take 20 today.
You were right quick, huh?
Yeah. I started reaching from my pocketbook.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, I'll take 20. Well, heck, a tank cost $40.
Yeah, that's right.
And you got that, it's a one-horse Fairbanks Morris.
One horse?
One horse, Fairbanks Moore.
Well, I'd love to flop you this morning. You need a half horse up here.
And he went out, and I said, "Now, hey, how much you want for the rest of this stuff? Goes out here down into the ground." And I said, "What you think it's worth?" Oh, I said, "Since it's you and you're a good neighbor, I said, I'll give you $5. I give him another $5 and stripped it to the top of the ground.
Yeah. What you ought to do after a deal like that, Cookie, is go to Sunday school and listen to the lesson right good.
Well, they got him a new preacher at Windsor. Permanent.
Yeah.
Pretty good preacher, I guess. I was out last night. Maybe that's the reason I'm having so much good luck. I went out there and put $60 worth of speakers in the church out of my pocket last night.
My good Lord.
I did.
Yeah.
I put two speakers in the back, one on each side. It cost me $30 a piece.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That must be the reason I had good luck today.
Well, I wish I'd known about it. I got these two up here. I'd love to take $30 a piece for
them. I didn't know you wanted to sell them.
I would practically just contribute them over there.
Well, I'd give these to church.
Yeah.
We wired them in. I've got to get three more.
You have?
I've got to buy three more speakers.
All right. I'll talk to you about it. Yes, sir. Now, who was that fella, Cookie? You got your tank and your pump and your stuff from?
Here, down here?
Yeah.
That old colored guy right across lives in that old shack. The one that tapped my light meter.
What tapped your light meter?
Yeah, I strung the extension cords out and all the way across there and using the lights off my light meter.
Oh, you mean right down there, your neighbor?
Yeah.
Y'all gonna get along
fine. I showed him I wasn't gonna put up with it.
Let him have a little light. He don't use much.
No, but he could have told me something about it.
Well, he would come handy, you know. He's just sitting out there. Okay, let me tell you my last dealings with him, with your neighbor. We talking about the same man, the colored fellow with the dogs?
Yeah.
Well, he's cranky, you know.
Yeah.
But he's right pressing, but got a flare. And he's sort of broken down sport now. He just, alcohol, whiskey just eat him out. But when I first come down here, he still had a little life in him. He was up here tractoring for me one day. I wasn't here. I don't like for him to come. But he, and I forget what happened to the tractor, but he just jerked the heck out of it. That little Ford. And now I forget the circumstances now, but when I got back, at the end of the day, the well was running and been running all day, and he knew it. And I said, I forget his name. I said, "You're an electrician, all these things. Why didn't you turn it off?" He said he didn't know how to turn it off. And I thought to myself, I'd go broke. All at one day, you see, burning out a pump and fracturing. Oh, he's putting up stumps.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd put a chain to him or something like that, see. Or maybe I had a plow on it. Well, anyhow, I had come back to me. So, I figured it'd be better for me just to do those things out. But I hated it. And he don't work anywhere very long at a time.
Hey, that's whiskey. Get the best of him.
Well, it's been got the best of him, you see, for so long. He don't have, he can't hold up long at a time. But now, them dogs, he got 3 or 4 dogs over there. And they just heel just like they was, and they just look up to him. They go to procession along the grade road there. Every time he moves, there them dogs find.
They wasn't this morning. Something must have happened to them. Wasn't a dog on the place this morning.
Well, they're out hunting. Or they'd been out hunting and was sleeping it off. You know how they do. No, I didn't know you'd had your that neighborly where he just used your electricity.
He used it without my consent. I mean, I wouldn't care if he was using it if he had said, "No, I need some electricity. Can I run a cord over here?"
Yeah.
I said, "Yes, sir. Go right ahead." But someone slip in and try to steal something off of me. I ain't going to put up with that.
No. Yeah, he wouldn't steal.
I don't know.
You mean he had a well, a pump?
Yeah. A 1-horse Fairbanks Morris. A $200 pump, let alone the tank. I got it over in the horse trailer now. I got that thing out before he changed his mind.
Before
I
woke up.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Before I got it out, well, he was gone. He had done gone to get him a drink.
Yeah.
He had to have something to wake up on.
Yeah. $20 bill looks mighty big to a man that
ain't got a nickel.
And needs a drink.
Well, that's what I got.
Yeah.
Now if a man up at Stringfellow will get on the ball and get my pipe, well, if I can put it in, I'll have it.
Well, you haven't got your pipe.
No, heck, I'm waiting on him.
Well, what do you need?
I need 2 joints of 1¼-inch pipe.
And if you have that, you go to work.
Yeah. 2 joints of 1¼-inch pipe.
I wish I'd known it. We were down there yesterday. We could just got some down there at
Gosh, it's high to buy at retail, little guy.
Well, at least you'd have the pump in. Oh, it is high.
See, I got 12 joints of 3/4. three joints of inch and a quarter ordered. So you wanted a few extra joints.
How you gonna get it?
How am I gonna get it? He's gonna bring it down to the station.
Oh, they gonna deliver it to the station?
Yeah, they got to deliver it. See, I can't go down and pick it up, cause I'm not authorized wholesale retail dealer.
Yes.
I gotta wait for them, just like it was when I bought the pipe for the 2-inch casing.
Well, I didn't realize that. They'd rather deliver it than have you come down there and load it up.
Well, yeah, because I'd have to pay retail price for it if I loaded it up.
If you went down there, if Arnette put the bill in, put your list in, and they had it all there ready.
Yeah.
And you drove back up there.
I couldn't.
Still couldn't
do it. That's just the policy they got.
They got to deliver it.
They got to deliver it because they, unless you're an authorized dealer or a plumber. Well, I ain't neither one.
Now, in the old days, you could qualify as a plumber. But now you got all that.
You got to have a license and union card and everything else. I don't want no part of it.
Oh, man, alive. It's nice to sit down and catch your breath a minute.
Fix this pump.
I ain't got my tubing stuff. I gotta wait for two joints of pipe.
Well, sir.
Next time we trade cars, Suzanne, we'll have to get Cookie to come with us. Bargain.
Huge ass.
Oh, dear.
I was trying to think of that that fast wreck Glide pulled on you last week. What was that, Faye? You see, they don't get to hear much.
Oh,
no,
when he made that $50.
Clyde made $50 clear and Cookie made $10.
He wasn't going to do nothing. He came in and tied my rack up and cleared $50 before I could turn around twice, and I didn't make $10 all day. Not even what gas I sold, I didn't make $10.
And he didn't come down there to work at all?
He didn't come down there to work at all.
He didn't want to work.
He said he wasn't going to do nothing, and I'll swear if he didn't mess right around there and make $50 and not work either, speak of. But he kept my rack tied up all day.
Yeah.
And that burnt me up. He's gone, he's got his tools locked up, and when he unlocks that toolbox, there's going to be a different understanding. He ain't going to tie my rack up. He's going to work in that back stall, he's going to give me $50 a month and split the utilities. Or he can load his toolbox and be on his merry way. But it's come to that point. It's come to that point.
If he could hold it down of a morning and let you hold it down of an evening. Oh, you know, once in a while. That would be nice. But you hold it down all the time.
All the time.
And he can move around whenever he wants to.
He can get up and go. If he wants to go across town, he goes across town.
Yeah. And he don't have to say when he's coming back.
No. See, if one of my customers calls in and wants me to come and get him, I can't leave. I ain't got nobody left to keep the station.
Yeah.
I got to send a wrecker after it.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm hooked up with the neighborhood service up there, and they'll make a city call for me for $4.
Oh, really?
So that's darn near as cheap as I can do it myself.
That's the truth. And just pull it in.
Yeah, I can get them to take their record and go pick up a car for $4. Anywhere in the city limits. Normally, they get 10.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Gee whiz, they is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you can't do it much cheaper than that if you had somebody helping you.
No, see, I can get my money back out of the service call. I can get $4. Anybody will put in here to pay you $4 to come out and get the car and bring it in and fix it. $4 service charge.
Yeah.
Most anybody won't even question that.
Yeah. Yeah. That picking up is complicated, isn't it?
Yeah.
Somebody got to drive you out there.
Well, see, I'd have to take my tow bar and go hook on them and tow them in.
Yeah.
They won't even crank.
Oh, that's right.
Hmm. See, I had to mess around, hook my tow bar up. Well, they can have that thing picked up with the restaurant on their way before I get my tow bar hooked up.
Yeah.
Save my gas, my knuckles, and everything else.
Let me cut it. What you doing now?
Nothing. I got to go back and get the wagon.
Put those filters in.
All right.
Take it a minute, will it?
No. Take it a minute.
That thing on checking the points. That little machine to check the points.
Mm-hmm.
Is that portable?
Yeah.
Is it on 110?
It don't. It's on 4 flashlight batteries.
They're running all right now, but sometime, you know, if you happen to be coming out here,
mm-hmm.
and then going on, closing up and coming out here, something like that, that'd be, bring some, and next week I'll get some points and have them here.
All right, I'll go ahead and get them, I'll go ahead and order them and have them in there, and I'll get some extra plugs too.
Yeah, close your point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where am I at?
Well, now that's around 586, and it'll go up to 600 this Sunday morning. This beautiful Sunday morning, the 8th of November, 1970, and this is the end of the little visit with Cookie. He reports on that parade. Oh, he reports on that parade with Suzanne and Jim here. Suzanne and Jim here. Suzanne and Jim and Faye went down to watch him put in his new pump. And he didn't have the pipe to go down in the well, so I just had to sit there and look at it. And they got up here and this Sunday morning, and he did report. Oh, he did report this Sunday morning, the 8th of November, 1970. Channel 2, whatever it is. Channel 2, whatever it is.